I'm Mark Bayshore. Glad you could join us today. The North American International Auto Show continues through this weekend at Cobo Center. WKAR's Peter Wharf spoke with Chevrolet Auto Show Manager Misha Rawlings about some of the interactive exhibits available to auto show goers.
So what we give you the opportunity to do is to do a 10-second stop motion video featuring our vehicles, which get over 30 miles per gallon, and you might be surprised to know that one of those is Camaro.
Right.
So that's the one I picked on my adventure when I recorded it today. We give you the opportunity to pick kind of a location of where you would like to go with that vehicle, whether you'd like to go skiing in the snow or snowboarding, which is popular today, or if you want to go to the city. And then you kind of get to react to some of the things that you could do, and then you can share that video on Facebook, Twitter. You can email it to yourself and share it wherever you want. So it's just kind of a fun way to engage and kind of understand that we have quite a few vehicles that get over 30 miles per gallon.
Right, we both just had the chance to experience this where we were looking at, as you said, the car we drove, the environment we drove through, and then created this short stop motion video. And I didn't post mine to Facebook or send it as an email.
This one's fun to watch if you stand by and watch other people.
Misha, it really was a lot of fun to watch and fun to do as well. Another one of the activities that we just did was this Greenbrier van experience. Can you take us through sort of the look of this exhibit and activity and the vehicle that we actually sit in to have this video experience again?
So it's a 1963 Greenbrier that the auto show team that we purchased last year specifically for this activation.
Sort of a 1963 camper type vehicle.
It is.
Absolutely vintage and classic.
It is. We actually had a lot of people last year taking their photo with the vehicle, not just doing the engagement, which we have inside the vehicle.
Right.
So it's a pretty cool vehicle. And so what we have in the vehicle is basically you create a 7-second video, and while you wait, we turn that video into a flipbook that you and your friends can take away with you. We have a lot of fun props. We have sunglasses, hats, we have boas, kind of anything that you could imagine. And then you just get inside and you kind of play around for 7 seconds, and the flipbook is awesome. So this was something that was here in Detroit last year. This is where we introduced it a year ago. It was so very, very popular that we brought it back again this year. So,
what I think is really fun is that you can sort of assume the 60s or 70s persona or character of your choice with some of the costuming options.
Correct. It's almost like you were just looking at my flipbook, because that's exactly what it's like. So it's a really fun experience for everybody.
I went for the Bootsy Collins look. How about you?
I think I had some, I kind of used a puppet in mine because I like color and a nice little boa and some crazy sunglasses. So
let's talk about my greatest failure today, which was the Chevy Corvette simulator. And this was a roller coaster ride, to say the least. And I'm not a big gamer myself. So if you've already got two strikes against you, like me, then you may not have great success, but it was a lot of fun. I got to say, it was a blast to kind of get a little bit of that Corvette experience through basically a very large screen video game.
Uh-huh, exactly. So this is, again, something that we brought back from last year. Only last year we had Gran Turismo 5. This features Gran Turismo 6, which just came out a couple of months ago. And these simulators were actually designed after the Corvette. We have Corvette seats actually in them. And it's just a really fun game to see how fast you can drive. We keep a leaderboard throughout the day to see whose time is fastest. So if you're really, really good, you might stay up there all day. I don't think I've ever been up there either year.
Misha, you've taken me through some of these interactive experiences mm-hmm. today with Chevy. What are some of the other things that you do at the auto show?
Upstairs, we have an upper deck, so we have a motorsports area up there. We tell that story up there about performance and motorsports and why we race and how we take that technology and transfer it to the vehicles that you park in your driveway. So we have some vehicles upstairs. We have a couple of Indy cars. We have a NASCAR upstairs, and we have a couple of driver appearances next week, so we're going to have them signing autographs. If you happen to be here on one of those days, come by and see us. So,
Misha Rawlings at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. Misha, thanks so much for your help today.
All right, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.